Chief Takes Charge, Backboards and Goaltending, and Forearm Review. It's all next on This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, Michigan's go-to resource for student financial aid. Hi again, everyone. I'm John Johnson, and welcome to This Week in High School Sports. Clacy West has set a couple of new scoring marks this season. For the girls' basketball team at White Pigeon, the 5'8 senior guard scored a game-record 41 points recently against Marcellus, and in December, she became the Chiefs' all-time scoring leader with just over 1,300 points to date. West is averaging over 21 points per game, and she told us against Marcellus, she was just in the zone.
I just shot the ball, shot the three a ton, and it just, I think that was how I scored that many points. I just was just on target that game. I mean, it was close the whole entire game, so it never really felt like I was doing that much, I guess. I didn't notice I had that many until I hit 39, actually, at the end of the third quarter.
West is a 4.0 student and has also participated in volleyball, cross country, and track. You can read more about Clacy West on the second half page of the MHSAA website. Our This Week game balls go out to the girls' competitive cheer team at Jonesville, which had a season-high score in winning the Springboard Invitational last week. And Blake Cassidy of Pelston had another 40-point-plus performance, scoring 43 against Mancelona in a Ski Valley Conference boys basketball game to help keep his team undefeated on the season. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to This Week in High School Sports.
Need money for college? You need My Student Aid. My Student Aid is the go-to resource that helps Michigan families find money to pay for college. Plus, they'll guide you through the financial aid process and answer any questions you have. For grants, scholarships, and more, connect with My Student Aid, helping make college affordable for everyone. Learn more at michigan.gov/mistudentaid.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look into the fine art of officiating with Brent Rice.
One of the most misunderstood rules in basketball has to do with the backboard and goaltending. Simply put, the backboard has nothing to do with goaltending. Goaltending is contacting the ball on its downward flight with a chance to go in while above the cylinder. On most layups, the ball is still going up after contacting the backboard. It's legal to pin the ball against the backboard if it's still on its way up and not in the cylinder above the basket. Slapping the backboard is neither basket interference or goaltending. A technical may be assessed when a player strikes the backboard so forcefully it cannot be ignored, but simply slapping the backboard in an attempt to block a shot is neither a violation or a technical foul.
Thanks, Brent. You can be a referee. Go to the MHSA website now to register. We told you last week about the youth football forum the MHSAA would be conducting over the weekend with the High School Football Coaches Association, the Detroit Lions, and USA Football. About 60 people, many of whom were leaders in their local youth football efforts, were in attendance. The future of the high school game and beyond is dependent upon the youth game, which has seen its numbers decline sharply of late, driven by a variety of factors. The forum's goal was to help those in attendance go back into their communities to generate enthusiasm and participation in the sport. The media misportrayal of injuries in football, most notably about concussions, is one hurdle to overcome. But new information keeps coming to the fore that CTEs and other conditions are not a long-term issue for the 99% of the youth and high school football participants out there. The game has never been safer, and people need to know that. And each presenting group drove home the most important point, that the game needs to be fun, especially at the youth level. That gets done by better organized practices that teach kids about the game, that lets every kid learn and play all the positions, including the ball handling positions. Making the game fun is what gets kids out to the field and keeps them there. The long-term goals for the forum include bringing youth football programs in line with school football in terms of length of practices and seasons, and to organize to better get the word out about the game. A good off-season move looking ahead to the fall of 2020. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for listening, everyone. I'm John Johnson. We'll see you next time.